USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden and his administration is continuing to blame Vladimir Putin's price hike for all soaring inflation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's also no question that when a foreign dictator invades a foreign country, and when that foreign dictator is the head of a country that is the third largest supplier of oil in the world, that is going to have an impact, and it is.
Pushed by the skyrocketing cost for gas, housing, and food, inflation started long before Putin invaded Ukraine and has now risen to 7.9% over the past 12 months. It's the sharpest hike since 1982. Good news for baseball fans. The Major League Baseball lockout is over. It took more than 3 months and multiple deadlines for delaying the regular season before Major League Baseball and the Players Association ended their stalemate and came to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement. The first regular season game will be April 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A new report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that pediatric emergency room visits due to mental health conditions skyrocketed during COVID restrictions. The proportion of mental health visits among kids ages 5 to 11 increased by 24% from March to October 2020 and 31% among adolescents 12 to 17. The proportion of emergency room visits related to eating disorders doubled among adolescent females. And a court order freezing donations to the Freedom Convoy in Canada's capital has been extended until at least the end of March. The court was granted a rarely used form of an injunction sought by lawyers representing Ottawa residents and business owners behind a proposed class action lawsuit for the disruption brought by the trucker demonstrations against COVID-19 rules. The injunction restricts the leaders from selling, removing, dissipating, alienating, transferring, or assigning up to $20 million in assets. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Another nation is upping their military aid to help Ukraine.
More and more countries are realizing the world is not a safe place. Sweden's government has announced plans for a big boost to their military spending. The Scandinavian country is upping military spending to 2% of their gross domestic product, citing the security threat from Russia. In 2020, Sweden's GDP was $538 billion U.S. dollars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has received an endorsement to her Supreme Court nomination from 59 former Justice Department officials, including former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates, who served as the acting Attorney General. The letter said the signers urged the confirmation of President Joe Biden's nominee to Senate leaders. The letter was sent to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, and Ranking Member Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, represents a growing body of officials predominantly from past administrations backing the Biden nominee. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says this season's flu vaccine offers very small protection against mild cases of influenza. Against the most common flu strain circulating this season, the flu shot only reduced a person's chance of getting a mild case by 16%, which is considered not statistically significant, according to the CDC authors of the study, though the shots could offer some minor protection against more severe illness. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.